The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and the disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out. The only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole Judea in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. They celebrate the feast of John Chrysostom. He is called the Golden Mouth. It's a nickname. He suffered a lot. He was the Bishop of Constantinople. But because the jailers of the people, he was persecuted. At the end, he died at the age of 60. But he knew his life. Preaching and suffering altogether. And what St. Paul says, we preach the Christ crucified, Christ the power, Christ the wonderful, who get graces for us. So all the time, when we suffer at the bad, there is always a grace. St. John, he can preach well because he suffered with Christ. Wisdom coming from suffering. Exactly the same with Mother Teresa. We learned that after her death, that she suffered at the last years, she didn't experience anything of God. No lights, no warmth. And that's a saint. You can see her always smiling, always preaching all the beautiful things. But within herself, it's just no lights. For herself, it's no wisdom. It's always following Christ, the suffering Christ. I think St. John Chrysostom is the same. All the people, they all give lights, wisdom to people, and they are the one who suffer from these things. And so don't worry if you don't have the light, you don't have the wisdom. Important is that you live the suffering Christ. But the way you live, wisdom coming from your life. And people understand better because you live the spirit of the cross, not because you preach, because you live. So all the saints are the same. St. Teresa of Lisieux also, she got beautiful writings of her biography, her diary. But you can imagine, she suffered. She's a simple soul. But living in a convent of the people, they're not that simple. I remember once she mentioned at the corridor, she met an older sister. She didn't want to go towards her because she knew that sister didn't like her. She wanted to go the other way. But he said, "No, I have to go with the suffering Christ." You see. Any suffering, is the source of our wisdom.